I just know how to do this. That's the only area I want to do it. So that way, I had a dinner for all of them. Right now, I don't think I'd want to call Cooper and Jordan and Anderson and Belcher and Burns and Jones and Springer and Bo and Betts and Collins and people. They are. And I'm asking, if you feel it should, I will. That's absolutely true.
Expect the message any minute.
And I'll be over to you to get it.
Oh, I see.
But they are going to the sidewalk.
Yes, sir. They're airborne. We've got all.
Do you think Henry committed his own mind on this? Because, you know, I thought that he was going to keep his options open until the end of the day when I'm. Or do you think he has made some progress today on the 5 outstanding issues?
I think he went to the big issues first, and the ones that he knew he could fall off of didn't make too much difference. He hit next, and then sent the message that he got the main thing settled.
What does he get to say?
He'll be there Wednesday night. That's
Wednesday morning. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. If I got that Wednesday. Tomorrow morning, right time. And I've got a stack of messages waiting for him, and he should have a few waiting to come back to us very quickly. There's been a certain amount of leakage, which I think must be coming from Hanoi, because one of the networks called on and said we heard that the Kissinger may be going to Hanoi. Ron has denied it. Of course, he doesn't know, and he's denied it flat cold and his plans to come back here.
Yeah, but you know, Henry was talking about they're going back to prepare to receive him in Hanoi, and obviously they're getting stuff out of his correspondence.
Now, we've got to, one thing we've got to do, Harold, one thing we've got to do, Henry.
That and the bombing. That and the bombing.
Does he need to hear it from me on that, or do you?
No, I think he understands. In fact, I had a
bombing call something on that. And he cannot go to Malawi under any circumstances unless it's signed, sealed, and delivered to you. Now, we all can understand rather common visibilities for these things. And in this case, we cannot take even a 5% risk. 5% risk on that Malawi trip. That, Christ, with Ramsey Clark and the other two overhanded gesture on it. I wrote him a memorandum and told him that if he ever got it, he's got to be sure he isn't caught smiling. Ever.
Absolutely.
I think the worst thing that could happen, even if you didn't realize it was a joke. Good God, it would be terrible. These are the enemy. You don't think he's misleading us on this, because I understand he should not go to Hanoi.
He agonized. Of course, I started on the minute we got back. I said, that Hanoi thing is a loser.
Yeah.
I said, and in his own sense, it's a loser. God, he's the guy that's going to really be.
If he goes there and it doesn't work, it's a loser. If he doesn't go to Hanoi, when would he come back here? When would he get arrived here?
Well, I think he'd be back Saturday, and I think he'll need every minute of that time to work on two, and I think two's going to be tough.
So we should make it right. No. You will have to be a merchant. He's going to be there when it's done. Well, not done. He's going to be done.
With or without him. With or without him. And he can't commit suicide. He'll come along. That we can be confident of. But what I'm afraid of is these bastards may have just cured this right to the time when they've got these battalions around Saigon, which they can't hold there very long. Chu knows that. And hope to get the signature just in time for them to put their flags up and claim they control a good part of the areas around Saigon. That's why Chu's going to be tough. He's just going to be tough. And they've moved in the last 48 hours all around. Yes, sir.
Okay.
They're threatening Route 1, Route 13, and Route 7, which goes north of Saigon.
Henry, I suppose, is comfortable about that.
Well, I've sent him messages on it, and Henry knows that he better watch his step on this one.
We can't have a ceasefire.
Not if it's going to
unravel
everything. And we're in the driver's seat here. We don't have to.
Sure.
Good shape.
We'll be. Look, we're in a better bargaining position after the election before if he doesn't like to face that fact. You know damn well it's true. McGovern is out, and we're in, and we've won on this issue.
Absolutely.
And they know damn well that I've got to be the confronted and the contentment for 4 years. What the hell did you do? They're going to settle after this election, and they're going to settle about a day in the past.
I like that.
The pressure will be greater now than now.
I think they'll end up settling for just a pure military.
Yeah, okay. Let me know. Send it over. Let me know. Thank you. weekend thing was that Ehrlichman go up and peddle them, and then you were working with Ehrlichman on all these congressional bills, and Congress has dumped 150 or 200 bills or whatever.
We can say, I have 140 bills.
Get the stack of bankers up in front.
And I'll hook them up, and I'm going to take them up to work on the campaign for the weekend.
Is that
I totally disagree with John Ehrlichman talking about the night thing. He said its only value that he saw was that it, or its primary value, was that it kept a bad story from leaving the networks. But John has never understood the tremendous importance of the amnesty issue, or of the failing to bug out of Vietnam issue. That when you read,
sure, and it's what you bring to the time with. You came on, you had one hell of a positive. I don't give a damn if we had nothing to preempt. It was a 10 start.
It's the best damn commercial we could have.
That's it.
But it wasn't the... John sometimes has a few that it is, feels that, well, the president can just do damn near anything, and that's going to be it. But if it's not true, don't look bad.